It is National 4-H Week, and area kids are getting recognized for their hard work in agriculture and diverse projects. 4-H develops many skills for kids, and it's no surprise that some of them end up in notable positions. Christine Tu is Director of Communications and Public Relations for the Missouri Soybean Association and the Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council. Christine is also the author in the Missouri Soybean Farmers Magazine. I asked Christine how she got involved with the 4-H program as a kid.
Peer pressure took me to 4-H. And that sounds so awkward to say because we typically think of peer pressure as a bad thing. But growing up, I wasn't a farm kid. My dad's an engineer. My mom is a school teacher. But my friends were farm kids. And they joined 4-H. And so when we're in second grade and everybody starts going to 4-H club meetings, man, I wanted to go too. And so I joined 4-H as a 7-year-old clover kid. Man, I stuck with the green all the way through till I aged out.
Like typical 4-H kids, Christine was involved in a lot of projects.
You know, when I think of my 4-H projects, I really ran the gamut. I did everything from photography and public speaking, learned how to give demonstrations, and made those my annual projects, all the way to experimenting with showing different livestock at the county fair, from horses to chickens to rabbits. And then I also was involved in a lot of leadership projects, and I did cooking and sewing projects, which allowed me to spend some really good quality time with my grandmother and learn some skills that I continue to use today.
Christine said it helped plant the seed for growing her network and those skills that she built as a clover kid and 4-H student she used in college and uses still today.
I went to school at the University of Missouri and studied ag journalism, and that continued on so many of those relationships that I had built initially through 4-H and getting more involved with those leadership organizations and meeting my peers, not only from my home community, but across the state. So going to college, about 250 miles from home, could be really intimidating, but man, it was just like I was going to go visit all my friends. And making that transition, even moving in high school, 4-H was something that I could immediately connect and make new friends through because it was a shared experience regardless of which state I was living in.
Christine is an advocate for 4-H because she has seen firsthand what the program can do for people.
So looking at all those opportunities that I had through 4-H and the awesome people I got to meet and those relationships, it's really important to me now to make sure that opportunity exists for the next generation coming up behind us. And so whether it's volunteering with the 4-H program or serving as a mentor to some of those older 4-Hers who want to get a little career experience or do some job shadowing, or even just serving as a judge at local county events, it's really important to me to keep that chain going and keep that 4-H network growing, not only for myself, but for those who are coming up just as people helped me. I want to make sure I'm a resource for them too.